Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations on the most auspicious and blessed day of the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first Imam of the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the commander of the faithful. Today we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet regarding the love of Imam Ali. In this tradition, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looks at one of the effects of the love of Imam Ali in the hereafter. The Prophet says, when Allah secures the love for Ali in a believer's heart, whenever his foot slips, Allah will secure his foot on the Sirat, bridge outstretched over hell on the day of resurrection. As you know, in the hereafter, there are certain waypoints, way stations, or in Arabic we call them mawaqif, that a person must pass over in order for him to finally arrive at in the paradise. One of those way stations is the bridge that one must pass over before arriving at the gates of heaven. A lot of times people, they cannot pass over the bridge, this bridge. Their foot slips and they fall into the pit that's below it, which is hell. A lot of our scholars have said that this bridge is a symbol for our actions in this world. Meaning, if somebody makes a mistake in this world, right, when passing over the bridge, his foot will slip and he will fall into hell, for example. This bridge has been described in various ways in the traditions. This is not the topic of our discussion. But the topic of our discussion, which is the love of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, it can indicate something that can help us on that most grave and serious and dangerous event in that time. And that is that if we have love of Imam Ali in our heart, we believe in Imam Ali, we respect him, we love him in our heart, then on that day, if by chance our foot slips, Allah will help us and not let us fall into in the pit that lies below it, right? This is one of the effects for the love of Imam Ali. Of course, we need to add here the reservation that loving the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, without this love leading to any practical betterment of our character and our actions is not sufficient. Rather, this love should be coupled with a practical implementation of the teachings and the instructions of this person. In a similar tradition, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something else, which echoes the same theme that this tradition that we just talked about said, and which is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Love for Ali consumes sins as fire consumes wood." Right? Just like fire consumes wood and burns it and destroys it and eradicates it, and it no longer remains fire, meaning it turns into ashes. You know, if one has love for Imam Ali, right, this love will have the ability to eradicate, you know, the mistakes that we've made. And in the hereafter, this love might, you know, might help us in the hereafter, and it might not allow those effects of those sins to manifest themselves on that day. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the love of Imam Ali and its effect in the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No.